Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Lake Waccamaw residents can have their say today at 5 p.m. on a proposal to tighten rules about fences and structures along lakefront property. A proposed new town ordinance would require fences to be at least 50% open to protect the view of the lake. The board is expected to vote on the ordinance after the hearing. A registered sex offender was arrested on Thursday when he was flagged by the Whiteville High School computer system. Augustin Rojas Jr., age 46, was held under a $1,000 secured bond, charged with a single felony count of being a sex offender on school property. The school resource officer at Whiteville High School was called to the office after Rojas logged onto the visitor registration computer at the school. According to the police report, the visitor management system identified Rojas as a sex offender. Sunday was the 19th anniversary of the deadliest day in Columbus County history. On November 16, 2006, an F3 tornado struck Regalwood, destroying multiple homes and killing 8 people in a community off Old Lake Road. In state news, federal ICE agents have arrested 81 suspected illegal immigrants during a sweep of the Charlotte metro area. Governor Josh Stein has criticized the operation, saying that ICE is stoking fear and encouraging residents to call local law enforcement if they suspect, quote, inappropriate behavior, end quote. In defiance of state law, Charlotte Police and the Mecklenburg Sheriff's Office has vowed not to cooperate with ICE. A local man was charged with meth possession and child abuse at a Whiteville motel on Thursday. John Warren Richardson, age 52, of Old 74 Highway Chadburn, was held without bond. A report said the sheriff's deputies were alerted that he was at the Holiday Motel and had outstanding warrants. When he was arrested, they found marijuana and crystal meth that was accessible to children in the room. There is more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. North Carolina is growing. In September, North Carolina state officials announced that with a 24% population increase from 2020 to 2024, Brunswick County was the fastest-growing county in North Carolina. According to the North Carolina Office of State Budget and Management, nearly 33,000 new residents have moved to Brunswick County, which increased its population from just over 136,000 people to almost 170,000. In comparison, in 2004, Brunswick's residents numbered less than half of that at just 84,000 people. In Friday night football action, East Columbus stunned North Stokes Friday night with a 32-21 victory. Whiteville fell to Aiden Grifton in a hard-fought game, losing 27-26. South Columbus also had a long ride home from Elizabeth City, where they lost 56-21 to the Northeastern Eagles. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for their Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you would like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. Their goal this year is to help 200 families. The Boys and Girls Home will host a Thankful Christmas concert and nativity show on Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m., there'll be special music starting at 3 p.m. and thousands of nativity sets on display as well as for sale. All proceeds benefit the home's programs of care. Spring registration is open at Southeastern Community College. Two popular courses are significantly lower in cost this year. The electrical lineman's course will be free, and the truck driver training program's registration fee will also be free. For more information, just go by the college, or you can go online to sccnc.edu. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night, along with November 26th at their firehouse. Only stock guns of 32-inch barrels or less may be used. There'll be food, drinks, and prizes every night. The Veterans Memorial Park will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday, starting November 28th at the park. Shooting starts at 6:30 p.m. nightly. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents a hometown Christmas party Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.